33 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the one and only Mario Solis Maric Show. I am Mario Solis Maric Ike. Don't forget, you could call us at 888-516-2746, 888-51-MARIO. On the line with us right now is the president and founder of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman. Sir, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mario. It's good to be on your show.
Yes, no, it's great. We love having you folks on. As you probably know, we have Chris on often, and we just love what you folks are up to right now.
Well, thank you.
And you're here to give us an update. I just updated the audience about how, you know, all the work that we've been following, American Small Business League has been doing over the last few months since we caught up with you. We just found out about you in February. And basically, up to date, to the last thing we had heard was that it was discovered that John Deere, Hewlett Packard, and a Dell Computer were considered small businesses by the Interior Department. My business should be so small.
Yeah.
You know?
Amazing.
So where are we at now, Lloyd? You folks are ready to take some legal action, correct?
Yeah, well, we're you know, that report from the Inspector General from the Department of Interior was really fantastic. We took our own look at it.
Okay.
And we found, of the top 100 recipients of small business contracts for 2 years, we found very quickly and easily $428 million in U.S. government small business contracts went to some of the biggest companies on earth. And that was just like, you know, looking at it real quickly.
And is that, and let me ask you, is that just from that one, from that one list?
That one agency. The Department of the Interior is actually a fairly small agency. So when you think about what's going on.
Oh my God. Now let me back, hold on, because this is a bit, I'm not exaggerating. I am taken aback. When I was giving, you know, kind of my brief before you got on the air in the other segment, I said this could mean hundreds of millions of dollars, but what you're saying, it's hundreds of millions of dollars in that one agency.
Absolutely. In fact, I had a very high-ranking government official tell me something in 2003. He told me after a six-month investigation that 86% of all federal small business contracts went to large companies. That's about $111 billion a year. Around $400 million a day.
So
today, $400 million in federal contracts that by law should be going to middle-class America, the companies where most Americans work, has been diverted to some of the biggest companies on earth. Not just American companies, companies in England and Holland and France, around the world. And it's just unbelievable. It's just hard to comprehend it. And by the way, it's gone on since 2003. And I guess to tell you the truth, I'm kind of getting mad at John Kerry. You know, John Kerry is the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee.
Yeah.
And this is sort of his beat. You know, he should have passed legislation to stop this. It's pretty simple. And California Senator Barbara Boxer has a draft of some legislation that would stop it called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act. It's a really beautiful, simple piece of legislation. But people need to call John Kerry and tell him to talk to Senator Boxer and get that legislation passed and stop this. Because as I was on the air,
You know what, Lord, and I don't want to interrupt you, but have somebody send, you know, email me a copy of the legislation. Because I've always told Chris Gunn, we will do whatever it takes to help you folks out. Because basically we're helping ourselves out and we will jump on that as our mission.
All right. That's fantastic.
Okay.
What people need to realize is no matter what you do, if you're a fireman or a school teacher or you work in a bank or you're a carpenter or no matter what you do, this is affecting you because we're talking about $100 billion a year.
Wow.
That's being pulled from the middle-class economy. And just like, you know, when they had the economic stimulus package that's supposed to stimulate the economy, think what it happens when the government pulls $100 billion a year and more out of the middle class economy, it's going to cause some of the problems that we're seeing. In fact, I have no doubt that some of the economic downturn that we're experiencing here in America is a result of the government for the last, 7 years has taken all this money that should go to middle class firms and giving it to some of the biggest companies in the world. And it needs to stop. It's hurting everybody.
It absolutely is hurting everybody. And we could actually turn this economy around very, very quickly if we redirected those funds.
Yeah, in fact, to tell you the truth, the American Small Business League has more information on this than anybody in the country. We've won 5 federal lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act. We're getting ready to file another one probably in about 30 days from now. And it looks like that during the time that President Bush will be president when he leaves, it looks like his administration will have diverted around $1 trillion that should have gone to middle. Can you imagine what that would have done for the middle class economy if that money had gone where it's supposed to go? $1 trillion we think will have been diverted.
That is just flabbergasting. I knew you guys were onto something big, but I did not realize, really, I didn't realize the numbers that we were really talking about. It's so important that we get on this. I mean, number one, it's about the economy. We need action in the middle class economy, as soon as possible. And then I've also said this before, Mr. Chapman, and we're speaking, by the way, to Lloyd Chapman, who's the president and founder of the American Small Business League, is that for many people in minority communities, building their own business is really the only ladder or the best bet into the middle class. And that's why we're finding so many, the highest number of new small businesses that are created are actually created by Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
They're leading the charge here. And so all of these contracts are extremely important. And nobody here is asking for a handout. These aren't handout contracts.
Nope.
These are just business contracts. These are contracts to fulfill needs that the government has to qualified businesses that could fulfill those needs.
Mario, there's something important I want your listeners to know. If you have a small business out there or thinking about starting a small business, the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world. And no matter what your product is, they're buying it.
Yep.
And everyone should, if we can get this problem solved, it'll give just thousands and thousands of small businesses in California and every other state a real opportunity to start a company, take advantage of federal programs that are designed to help people start their small businesses, and people can get going at this. I'm really kind of right now, I don't think there's any hope the Bush administration is going to try to solve this. In fact, to tell you the truth, I want to tell you something, Mario. I'm very concerned that before Bush leaves office, he's going to try to end these programs. And I'm concerned that he's got a new guy that had the SBA that was appointed about 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm very concerned this guy's going to try to close the SBA by combining it with the Commerce Department. That's a little trick they use in Washington. If they want to close an agency, they'll combine it with the Commerce Department and zero out the budget and end the programs.
Right.
We're concerned about that. But if we can get this problem solved, gosh, just thousands and thousands of people can start small businesses. I'm concerned about the California economy. I mean, they're cutting back money for schools and emergency services.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. But, and let's save that part of the conversation for the next time you come back. And because we're out of time here, but Lloyd Chapman, thanks for all the work that you folks are doing. Give us the website if people want to help you guys out, because I know this is not cheap program that you guys run here.
It's ASBL.com.
Okay.
And people can go to our blog and see a piece we've got running on AP today.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Mario.
We appreciate it. That's Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League, right here on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show. It's 42 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Mario Solis Marit Show.